Well, Pinkies, look who's back. It's the Faye Driver. I have nothing to report. So, this episode is going to be a bit like Big Fatty Online, I think.
Testing. System ready.
All right, system ready. It's getting a little bit cold around the country here. I've had to put on my driving gloves. We've been driving around with the rear window defroger. Oh, I don't want to go this way, do I? I'm committed now. Oh, well, we'll just deke around the corner. We have to avoid the traffic today, Pinkies. There's going to be lots of traffic. Today is an unusual day of no rain. It has rained for 26 out of the 28 or whatever number of days. 26 of the 28 days in October, it has been raining in Vancouver. So, we're all a little pissed off. So... Forgive me if I start... Oh, my God. People, just take a pill with you drivers. My God. Okay. All right. Everybody, deep breath now. Deep breath. Oh, yes, we are fine. There's no need to be in any hurry. So, the month of October has been pretty dreary. I'll tell you that much. So we're out for a little bit of car therapy today. I have no purpose in life today. I got a couple of errands to run, things like that. What's going on here? The person is turning right, but they're in the left turn lane. What the hell? All right, folks. How long have we been driving? 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Okay, you can do it. Press on the gas pedal. That's a girl. All right. Okay. So, what to talk about? Well, we're not going to court today. This situation with my father is just a fiasco, you know? So I've been working for pretty much a year now trying to get my father's marriage to this one-week wife dissolved. What a pain in the ass it's been. It's just been one barrier after another. You know, I do all this research. I think I got all my documents, the right thing to do. I go to submit my documents in court. Oh, you don't have the form 2565A. Please get that. You know, you've heard all this before. Well, listen, it turns out now that they may not even be fucking married because the bloody minister who was supposed to submit the documents to the minister of marriages... not the real minister, but ministry. We have no evidence that they're actually technically married. There is no legal marriage certificate. The marriage certificate that we have is incorrect. So now I need to make submission because I don't think the bloody minister submitted the documents after they got married. I think he probably forgot because he's a doddering old fool just like my dad and his one-week wife. So the guy probably forgot to put the documents in, and now the guy's so old that he can't remember what he did. So now I have to make a request to the Ministry of Marriages whether or not a marriage license certificate was ever received. So Which would be great if the guy never submitted the documents. They're not married and life can carry on. The Faye driver can continue his quest for freedom and happiness. Unencumbered by the legal system and idiocy. Oh my God, people. What a life, eh? So, here I sit now. So now I gotta make my way through, through the another form to fill in. Another submission fee. And chasing down people who will not answer my questions. So there's that. So that's what's going on. I guess I'm gonna make this my goal in life for this, this next couple of days. So winter is basically upon us. I've got the pool decommissioned. I got a couple of little things to do. I've taken all of the equipment out of the pool house. I've winterized my pool, essentially. I got one or two little minor things to do. I've disassembled our pool cabana. So that's all tucked away for winter. You know, this car, these bloody cars, all these bloody cars that I own, they're just giving me fits and starts. It's really hard on me for me to let a car sit outside in the elements. Like, it pains my heart. Now, this poor electric car, which, by the way, this electric car has been just fantastic. I never get to drive the damn thing because Mr. Anderson loves it so much that he takes it away from me all the time. He drives it to work. Oh, there goes a Maserati Quattroporte. I want one. Sort of. I hardly ever get to drive this little electric car. Anyway, we love this electric car. But it has to sit outside all the time. So I've convinced husband to let me buy one of those crappy plastic car thingamajigs, car covers. So we're gonna get a crappy plastic fake garage to park the car in. And after that, then I might feel a little better about my life. Okay. A little bit of driving break here. Let's see what kind of music we have. I got the
honky-tonk blues.
Well, Pinkies, now that's how you get some frustrations out. Fifth gear. Forgot how much fun this car is to drive. So, we're going to need some air. I'm going to have to open the sunroof. So, I'm going to step out for a bit. I'll come back to you. So, then, where were we? I think I was driving like a maniac. And, whatever. You know, I kind of feel like I have nothing really that pressing to do in my life right now. I feel like I'm just coming up on some sort of a little, sort of a vacation-y style. Not really vacation, but just, I don't have any pressing duties or responsibilities. And, yeah, honestly, it seems kind of nice. At the same time, it's a little bit unsettling because I feel like I feel a little unfocused. I'm kind of like looking for things to do. Because, you know, I don't like to sit around. This just doesn't. I watched TV for like 4 hours straight the other day. Partially because I was tired from working, but I just feel like a little bit at a loss, like I'm a wandering soul, just a wandering soul. Perhaps I just need to go get into some trouble. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe that's why I'm driving around the backcountry roads faster than one should normally. I don't know. I guess I just do nothing. Is that the answer? Do nothing. So, what else do I have to offer for you today? I don't know. I guess not much. I guess that's why I haven't put out a show in many weeks. Well, a few weeks. I guess, guess I'm coasting for a little bit. And I guess that's okay.
Testing.
Well, I am the Fey driver.
System ready.
The police detector's on. We got a barely sunny day. And I'm driving around in a Porsche 911. So, maybe I just figured out what I'm doing today. Take care, everybody. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.
Every time I can. Some people got holes in their bridges. Some people got holes in their head. Some people go chasing rainbows. Some people just stay in bed. Nobody knows all the answers. Everybody. Like he did in 63. Grandma's mind comes and goes. She don't remember me. Me and Jesse got baptized when we were both 14. Now Jesse's on the cover of Playboy magazine. Some people got holes in their bridges. Some people got holes. Some people go chasing rainbows. Some people just stay in bed. Nobody knows all.
Congratulations to Scotty, the little Aussie battler, on buying a brand new house. A new mansion. Good on you, Scotty. Fill those rooms up with twinks.